You kept your promise, didn't you? Klaus murmured, scarcely above a whisper. But Madame Lulu stared ahead, as if she had not heard. He nudged his older sister inside their shared shirt. Violet, he said, scarcely daring to use her real name. Ask Madame Lulu to walk more slowly. Violet glanced briefly at Klaus, and then turned her head to catch Sunny's eye. The younger Baudelaires looked back at their sister and watched her shake her head slightly, just as Madame Lulu had, and then looked down where she was holding the fortune-teller's hand. Between two of Violet's fingers, Klaus and Sunny could see the tip of a small piece of rubber, which they recognized immediately. It was the part of Madame Lulu's lightning device that resembled a fan belt, the very thing Violet needed to turn the carts of the roller coaster into an invention that could carry the Baudelaires out of the hinterlands and up into the Mortmain Mountains. But instead of feeling hopeful as they looked at this crucial item in Violet's hand, all three Baudelaires felt something quite a bit less pleasant. If you have ever experienced something that feels strangely familiar, as if the exact same thing has happened to you before, then you are experiencing what the French call déjà vu. Like most French expressions, ennui, which is a fancy term for severe boredom, or le petit mort, which describes a feeling that part of you has died, déjà vu refers to something that is usually not very pleasant. And it was not pleasant for the Baudelaire orphans to arrive at the lion pit and experience the queasy feeling of déjà vu. When the children had been staying at Heimlich Hospital, they had found themselves in an operating theatre, surrounded by a large crowd that was very eager to see something violent occur, such as an operation performed on someone. When the children were living in the town of VFD, they had found themselves in a field, surrounded by a large crowd, eager to see something violent occur, such as the burning of someone at the stake. And now, as Madame Lulu let go of their hands, the children looked at the enormous and strangely familiar crowd towering over them at the ruined roller coaster. Once again, there were people eager for something violent to happen. Once again, the Baudelaires were afraid for their lives. And once again, it was all because of Count Olaf. The siblings looked past the cheering crowd at the two roller coaster carts that Violet had adapted. All the invention needed was the fan belt, and the children could continue their search for one of the Baudelaire parents. But, as Violet and Klaus and Sunny looked across the pit at the two small carts joined with Ivy, and altered to travel across the hinterlands, they felt the queasiness of déjà vu, and wondered if there was another unhappy ending in store for them.
End of Disc 3.